We think that this is a very interesting and important topic, but it's a little unusual. And to kind of give you some insight into why I say it's unusual is I was on the planning committee for this seminar, and when we were all sitting down at the table trying to figure out topics, I think everybody at the table, and Judge Hervey, correct me if I'm wrong on this, everybody thought we definitely need to talk about the Michael Morton Act. Because clearly the Michael Morton Act getting passed was one of the biggest changes we've seen as criminal practitioners in many, many years. I mean, some people would say 30, 40, maybe even 50 years. But even though we recognize that there's a need to talk about it, we also kind of scratched our heads and said, look, we are now a little over 3 years from when the Michael Morton Act was enacted, so are we in a position to start tailoring a discussion to how is it playing out on appeal? And I think, I don't know if it was unanimous, but most of us said, yeah, let's check that out and see where we are. Now, we all recognized when we came up with that topic that there may not be a whole lot out there, but we knew enough to know that some of the issues were making it to appellate courts and some of the issues were making it to the Court of Criminal Appeals. So Bill and I are going to run with that, but we're going to run with it probably not exactly like the title suggests, because if you look at your schedule or your agenda, the title was the Michael Morton Act and Brady on Appeal, but then kind of the subset or the more specific title is what you see up here on the slide. And I have to ask you guys, when we think about the general topic of the Michael Morton Act and Brady on Appeal, one of my thoughts is there really anything different to talk about when we say Brady on Appeal in the context of the Michael Morton Act? So I just want to ask you guys, do y'all think that anything is different in regard to Brady on Appeal since the Michael Morton Act was enacted? Anybody say yes?